What's your style for travel, for hiking or for paddling? Are you a quick, are you get to the next destination? Do you really enjoy it? What?
I try to enjoy it. Yeah. I try to go slow and prolong the season as long as I can. I like to do things at about 3 miles an hour, you know, whether walking or paddling, and that's good. Enjoy the camping part of it, and yeah, no real time schedule other than, you know, Mother Nature kind of dictates when to get out of an area, maybe.
And you do the thing of sending supplies on ahead to the next stop? And
not so much, because it takes a lot of effort. It's better just to be lazy and buy it as I go, I figure, you know, and change the diet, you know, or deal with what you can get and that type of thing.
How does one go about having this lifestyle? How can I do what you do? How can I finance that?
Well, that's can be a difficult part. I work for myself doing contract work and putting in business communication systems. And I generally try to work 3 months of the year, January, February, March. And I travel on a shoestring budget and always human powered. So, A, I like the traveling by human power, but, you know, from an environmental standpoint, it's very nice, and, you know, it's also very economical.
What's the scariest moment you've had out, either biking or walking or paddling?
Probably hiking. One time in Wyoming, had a grizzly bear come up within 6 foot, which is close enough for me. biking, I don't know. I don't do much bike touring anymore. Just not very comfortable on the roads anymore. It's just so much urban sprawl and that. And so there's a lot of close calls bicycling, because every car's, you know, just a couple inches away at times, you know, and potentially kill you.
So this kayak trip is a piece of cake for you then?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a piece of cake, no. But it's good, you know. It's good weather, you know, this year, and that helps. It's certainly nice scenery, the entire thing, and it's all interesting. But, yeah, the wind's been up a few times, and that makes it a little bit interesting.
There's no staying put for you, really.
Not too much.
What drives you in your lifestyle?
Oh, it's, you know, the more you see, the more you want to go see, and that, you know, and it's just a wonderful rhythm to be in, you know, whether it's hiking or paddling or whatever, and tremendous people along the way you meet, and yeah, staying over on Kupanoff Island now, the generosity of a resident over there, and hiked to the top of Mount Petersburg this afternoon. Yep. On a beautiful day, and it's a good workout getting up there, and yeah, very worthwhile to climb up there. And
the Appalachian Trail, I forget how many miles long it is. You probably know that right off the top of
your head. It varies every year. It's roughly 2,168, I think, or 75 or something. Doesn't matter.
I've been on one end of it, at Mount Katahdin, but not the rest of it.
Well, that's certainly the nicest end. I've done it twice, going northbound in 1982 and again in 02, and it's certainly a fitting end to a long journey. It's Maine is extremely beautiful, and it, you know, I've twice been up there on, you know, really clear days where you can just see forever and that, and then last year I hiked it again southbound for the first time. So that was an interesting twist to it also. Just, you know, it's a little different attitudes and stuff, I guess.
What kind of people do you meet out on the trail? I mean, there are day hikers, there are through hikers who are doing like you do, who do the entire trail?
Yeah, there's all types, you know, the day hikers, the section hikers, and the through hikers. And, yeah, it becomes like a real family type of thing. Everybody's always looking out for one another. Same with paddling, you know. As in the vicinity, there is you know, a total of three other paddlers out here that I know of, and we've heard of one or three others, I think. And so it's nice that, you know, it's all like-minded people and stuff, and looking out for one another, and it's always good.
What do you take with you, either when you're kayaking or hiking? Is it bare bones?
I'm a pretty bare bones person. Hiking, I've got the weight down really low. I just use a tarp generally, and then when it's a buggy type of time of year, I usually have a bug tent I clip in underneath the tarp. But yeah, I go with a lightweight sleeping bag and sleeping pad and minimal cooking equipment and stove and that type of thing, and hike always in running shoes now, and, you know, just like thin socks that dry quick and stuff. And I'm pretty lightweight in the kayaking department too. My one luxury on this trip is a big tent, and I have a full-length thermarest that's an inch and a half thick, which is quite nice. And in spite of the fact that it hasn't rained much. It can be your little island in your tent if the if it's a normal year.
I know that, yeah. Wow, so that is pretty minimal, and people wouldn't really think of that as luxurious, I don't think, here in the
probably not, area, but I think most people, once they do get rid of a stuff, are quite happy, you know, to, you know, get their life, you know, pared down a bit and stuff. And it makes it easier to, I travel in a collapsible kayak called a Klepper, and I have to bring it on shore every night. And to do that, I empty everything out and carry it more or less up over my head, like you would portage a canoe. But yeah, it just makes life a little easier when carrying stuff to and from the shore at camp.